Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome to my history lesson for this week. Well, it's not exactly a history lesson, but we're going to pull someone out of history to teach a little bit of a lesson. I want to talk to you about the irresistible traits of a certain someone from history. Now, you may be familiar if you've read any of my other articles or watched any of my other videos or listened to my other podcasts. You may know about this particular woman. Let me ask you this. Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, Rita Hayworth. You've heard of them, right? Over the decades, these women have been known for their magnetic aura and to die for looks. You know, you simply mention a name, you say Audrey Hepburn, and we instantly pull that picture of her, right, in our mind, or Marilyn Monroe, the picture of her from, I guess for a guy, the first image that comes to mind is her standing over that air vent, right? You know, there's all these images we have of these iconic women that have this undeniable beauty. I mean, you think of that, don't you? You think of traits like class, sophistication, of course, the undeniable beauty, but there's another name that stands the test of time right up there with those women. Turn the clock back a couple of thousand years, and you're going to find one particular lady who epitomizes qualities like grace, femininity, and irresistible charm. You could even say that she set the bar for what it means to be a truly drop-dead, gorgeous woman inside out. She was so irresistible, in fact, that powerful men literally went to war and handed her the keys to the kingdom just to have the pleasure of her company. Who was that? Well, that woman was none other than Cleopatra. Only she had the power to seduce the likes of Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. When these guys walked into a room or even onto the battlefield, they commanded respect from their comrades and petrified their enemies with fear. But it didn't matter, right? They were defenseless against Cleopatra's feminine wiles. These two iconic men were brought to submission by her. For the longest time, no one knew what she really looked like. They've only been accounts of the dalliances she's had and how it shaped the course of human history. Her actual appearance was a mystery until archaeologists made a jaw-dropping discovery, that is. And this bust was actually verified, and her appearance was verified by some of the famous scientists and philosophers of the day who wrote about it, and verifying that she was, in fact, pretty plain. So she's not actually bad looking, but, you know, let's be honest. If you look at the pictures of this particular bust, and I actually have them online, I can't actually show you a picture in audio, but you get the idea. She's really pretty average. I mean, I'm looking at the picture right now, and she kind of looks like a young girl with pretty much average features. You can even see that they went so far as to give detail on her ears, and she has a facial mark. It looks like she has a mole over one of her eyes. Her nose is, well, kind of big, to be honest. I mean, not huge or anything, but she's just not your classic beauty, not in any way. I mean, she doesn't look like the sizzling sex pot you would imagine her to be. She doesn't look like the Elizabeth Taylor version of her or any of the glamorous beauties that have portrayed her in the movies. For all the hype surrounding her, Cleopatra didn't look like a dolled-up celebrity or an impossibly good-looking movie star. In fact, I mean, really, she's actually kind of plain. So how did she do it? If it wasn't her beauty, then how did she pull this off? How did this average-looking woman outfox the competition and turn the world's most powerful men into clay in her hands? Was it some ancient Egyptian spell, a potion or something like that? Drugs, mind control, maybe all three of them? No, not any of that. The secret behind Cleopatra's charm had to do with certain personality traits that made it impossible for men not to fall for her. Now, these personality traits are things that any woman can use. Any woman can adopt these traits, and these three traits made it dead simple for her to attract any man she wanted. Let's go into them really quickly. Cleopatra trait number one is understand how attraction works. Think about the last time you fell for a guy. Did this hot guy check off all the boxes in your detailed list of qualities that you wanted in a guy? Well, probably not. Probably because no one really puts that much conscious thought into it. When you saw him, your subconscious already told you he's attractive, right? It was kind of a gut level feel. It had nothing to do with logic. You just knew. End of story. So if you think about it, I mean, some of these guys that we just have this immediate attraction for, I mean, women, that is, just don't really understand what it is that made him so attractive, because it wasn't a physical thing. There was something else going on in there. Guys say the same thing. The women that they suddenly become attracted to aren't always the most beautiful on the planet or the thinnest or the youngest. They have this certain something. So how do you flip the switch in a man's brain that triggers this instinctive desire for you, right? This overwhelming desire. Well, it starts with one word, value. Getting a guy interested in you boils down to this simple concept that most women take for granted. And it's, I admit, it's actually kind of esoteric and it doesn't make sense at first. But when you know what makes it work, it will work. So what do I mean by this? Well, when you have this simple trait, people will actually experience a teeny tiny bit of pain when they're not near you, when they're not around you. When you have value or can communicate this value, it literally is a subconscious attraction element that just can't be replaced. I mean, men found Cleopatra's mere presence intoxicating. They knew her value and they couldn't bear to be away from her, right? It was kind of like having beautiful gold jewelry and not being able to wear it, not being able to have it, not being able to even touch it or look at it. Now, to create this value for yourself, you first need to cultivate a lifestyle where you're firing on all cylinders. You're not just working on one aspect of your life, but you're seeking to improve yourself on multiple levels. Now, this isn't, I don't want this to sound like work, because it really isn't. It's a way of communicating value without having to do a whole bunch of work, without having to put in a ton of effort. This includes your career, your hobbies, your passions, and the same goes for the relationships you have with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. All of these things form the bulk of your attractive lifestyle. So it's pretty wise to nurture this part of you. Now, on the surface, it might not seem to have a direct effect on dating guys. After all of this adds up to the passionate, authentic, and magnetic personality that guys crave in a woman. More importantly, this sends a very clear signal to guys that makes them think this one feeling. Hey, this woman is pretty interesting. Being around her adds value to my life. I should hang out with her. Now, it doesn't actually come out in words like that. And saying it out loud doesn't sound like the most logical thing to say, does it? But this is what guys are unconsciously thinking and feeling when they meet a woman that they really like. Like I said, logic and reasoning go out the window when it comes to dating and attraction. All right, Cleopatra trait number two, win him with confidence. Yes, I know that be confident is one of the most worn out phrases in the history of dating advice. I can already sense your eyes are rolling when I said that. But let me offer another angle to this all-important ingredient to attraction. The kind of confidence I'm talking about is the lack of fear around men. Now, you might be thinking that you're not afraid around guys, and I don't mean it like in the physical or immediate sense of fear or any kind of danger. The reality is that a lot of women are afraid of not being approved by men. They're worried that deep inside, they're not worthy of a guy's time and attention. This is where a lot of problems start when it comes to attracting guys. If you feel that on some level, you need to prove your worth to a guy, then guess what? You'll undermine the value that you're trying to create for yourself, that you're trying to communicate. Now, here are some of the things that women do that create this effect. Doing things for the purpose of making him like you. You know, right? Just trying to win his favor. Another is being nice to the point of compromising your time, well-being, and life balance. I call this one being over-nice, right? Where you're really trying to be nice to him, but you overdo it. Another one is changing your opinion or something about yourself just to please him, and not because it aligns with your values and principles. You're just doing it to, you know, kind of kiss his butt. So confidence is really about being secure in the fact that you don't need to manipulate or play games with a guy just to make him commit to you. You know for a fact that you're already a whole person without him. Having a relationship isn't meant to fill an emptiness in your life. Striving to create an engaging lifestyle is the best way to fill those gaps without a man's approval. Ask yourself this. What would I do if I knew that I would be single forever? Oh, I know, it's not something you want to think about, right? That's a pretty scary thought, and I hate having to go there, but the reality is that it's extremely unlikely that this will happen. But if you adopt that attitude that you might actually be single forever, you'd be surprised how it would actually attract men. It's weird, this one attitude. The women that get guys to fall on their knees for them and literally just, you know, propose out of nowhere to them and are constantly chasing them, they know this attitude because it works on guys. The less you need him, the more he wants you, okay? Now, again, healthy and stable relationships are built on a mindset that says, my life is awesome right now. However, you're pretty fun to hang out with because you're the kind of guy who enriches my life, so I'll give you some of my time. That's the essence of that attitude. It's not a snooty, stuck-up, bitchy attitude. It's one that says, you know what, I've already got everything I need. You would just be a nice addition. Women who operate the other way where they're trying to constantly win guys, constantly chasing after the guys, they often find themselves desperately chasing after men. They end up turning off men because they are perceived as needy and emotionally insecure. On the other hand, Cleopatra, she had that confident vibe about her, and men were compelled to try and win that cool guy position in her life. I know, hard to think of Caesar and Mark Antony trying to be cool, but you can bet they were chumps for her. And I'm not talking about Mark Antony here, the singer. I'm talking about Mark Antony, the famous historical figure from Rome. Anyway, that leads us to Cleopatra trait number 3, be a woman. You're probably thinking, what? Of course I'm a woman. What the hell are you talking about? Well, it does seem like a no-brainer, right? All you have to do is be a member of the female species, and any red-blooded male should be knocking at your door, chasing after you, wanting to throw you in bed. But allow me to peel back the layers on what being a woman really means. Here's the thing. If you don't embrace your femininity, then you'll never show up on his radar. Now, this won't be the most politically correct thing you're going to hear from me, but then again, that's not who I am. I tell you what works, not what people wish worked. You can't fight biology. As far as attraction is concerned, there is a reason why men and women are different, right? He wants something he doesn't have. A man wants the soft, sensual, feminine side of you. Men are hardwired to seek the yin to their yang, if you will. I mean, the reality is that men don't want you to put your tough, masculine traits up front and center when it comes to romance. He gets that all the time from his guy friends. He's the one that's trying to put that on himself. No, what he wants is a nice, soft, squishy, loving woman in his world, okay? There's nothing wrong with being a woman, and it doesn't make you any less of a woman to stop trying to be like one of the guys. Let me say that again. This is really important. It doesn't make you less of a woman to stop trying to be just another one of the guys. We feel special and accepted when we get to see the softer and more vulnerable part of you. Men, yes, we feel actually more special, more accepted when we get to see this nice female side of you. And this has nothing to do with equality here. Obviously, women have made huge strides over the last few decades. And, you know, I always have to throw this disclaimer in because otherwise I get the hate emails from everybody. Carlos, you're a misogynist. Carlos, you're like a stuck dinosaur in the 50s. No, that is nothing to do with it. But let's face it, there is a reason that we still admire and love that standard, that classic standard of beauty and femininity, okay? You don't see men raving about women being more masculine, right? There's no playboy with women that are trying to be, you know, they're showing up in business attires and business suit. Well, actually, Playboy isn't even publishing nude women anymore, but we're not going to go there anymore. The reality is that men are attracted to femininity, the curves, the softness, the nurturing, the gentle delight of that sparkle in your eye that makes you different from us, really. It's nothing to do with equality. You know, it has nothing to do with any of that. You need to allow him to be the man in the relationship, and then he's going to be eternally grateful for you and to you. Guys have this weird thing about being able to fulfill that masculine role. I don't even know if I'd call it weird. I think it's natural. It's his ability to provide and protect you. For example, we get a kick out of using our manly strength to move your huge flat screen TV for you or kill that spider in your garage. Or when you get a case of the sniffles, we'll swoop into action and get you some warm soup and a blanket. It's in our blood. We won't tell you, but we love the feeling of being able to do those little things for our partner. Men won't ever complain about having to be a man for you, all right? We don't do that. Sure, you can do this for yourself. We know that. We know you could do all those things. You know, we know you can, fry up the bacon in the pan, that commercial from the 70s that was kind of, you know, it was supposed to mark the emergence of the, you know, can-do woman. And that's great. It's, of course, what you want to do, but let's be honest, it isn't attractive to men. If you let us do it anyway, then you're giving us the feminine woman that we're crazy about. Sure, you can do this for yourself, we know it, but if you let us do it for you, then you're giving us the feminine woman that we go crazy over. Now, these three irresistible Cleopatra traits we just covered, the be of value, of course, then win him with confidence, and then being able to be a woman, be that feminine woman in his life, those three things will push you right into the right direction. When you start showing those traits, you're going to know what the secret is to Cleopatra's allure. But what if you could take it to the next level? How would you like to actually possess, to actually own, to have her charm and her magnetic power over men? What made Cleopatra the complete package to the men of her time was her ability to get them to drop their guard. She could get the toughest, battle-hardened guy to drop that defensive wall he had and open his heart to her. She did it without playing mind games or being dishonest with men. She did it with integrity, and she remained true to who she was. And they loved her for it. And she wasn't even the hottest, skinniest woman of the time, okay? The good news is that she didn't take the secret with her to the great beyond. Even today, some women know her secrets. They're applying this life-changing magical magnetism to get the guy of their dreams. And I can show you what it is if you want to discover this simple yet devastating approach to making your man feel irresistible desire for you. Then check out this free presentation that I've got. It's a great video presentation. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. He won't know what hit him. So go on over, watch that video, and I'll be talking to you again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.